Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Wyoming's active coronavirus count increased by 8 yesterday. There are now 979 active cases in the state. Laramie County continues to hold the highest numbers with 199 active cases. 30 people here in Park County are suffering with the disease. Active cases are determined by adding the total confirmed and probable coronavirus cases diagnosed since the illness first surfaced in Wyoming on March 12th of 2020, subtracting the number of recoveries during the same period among patients with both confirmed and probable cases, and taking into account the number of deaths attributed to the illness. The new confirmed and probable cases brings the number of people diagnosed with coronavirus since the first case was detected in March of 2020 to 65,467. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch will speak at the University of Wyoming in September, the university announced this week. Gorsuch will discuss Constitution Day reflections, equal justice for all, in a fireside chat format with Wyoming Supreme Court Justice Lynn Boomgarden. The free speech will be held at 1:30 p.m. September 16th in the Buchanan Center for the Performing Arts Concert Hall. Gorsuch was to speak on the UW campus last September, but his appearance was canceled because of COVID-19 concerns. President Donald Trump nominated him as an Associate Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. He took his seat April 10th of 2017.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There's no better feeling than grilling out, and there's no better place than Ace to get the best grill for your family, like a Weber gas grill, a Traeger wood pellet grill, or a Big Green Egg charcoal grill. You won't find these premium brands and service at a warehouse store, only at your neighborhood Ace. Around the block, what you need in stock, with people who know their grills.
Pal Ace has your summer supplies, weed and bug control, yard tools, and decorations. Pal Ace, in downtown Powell.
Are you buckled up? You better be. It's the law. Police officers and highway troopers can stop and ticket you for not wearing your seatbelt. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. Keep yourself, your friends, and your family safe. Speak up and insist that everyone is belted inside your vehicle. In a crash, an unbelted person can slam into and injure others in your vehicle. Remember, buckle up for life, Wyoming.
Police say a 55-year-old transient died after being run over by a semi-truck in Cheyenne on Sunday. That's according to a release from the Cheyenne Police Department. According to the release, Paul Agrego was run over by the rear wheels of the trailer of the semi as it pulled forward around 1:30 p.m. in the 1500 block of House Avenue. He was declared dead at the scene. Investigators think he may have been sleeping underneath the truck and was killed when the driver took off in the semi. Detectives think the incident was an accident. They are looking to identify and speak with the driver of the semi-truck. Wildfires burning in Canada and the western United States are creating an expanding smoke plume that has shrouded much of Wyoming in a haze for the last few weeks, and it's just getting worse. In response, the National Weather Service has issued another air quality alert in effect through today. According to the National Weather Service, the Wyoming Department of Health recommends the elderly, young children, and individuals with respiratory problems avoid excessive physical exertion and minimize outdoor activities. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.